Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, March 11, 2025.
Mark Carney critiques Trump's tariffs. Mark Carney, Canada's newly elected Prime Minister, delivered a strong victory speech in Ottawa on March 10, 2025, taking aim at U.S. President Donald Trump for imposing tariffs on Canadian imports. Carney described these tariffs as unfair attacks on Canadian workers and businesses. Trump's executive order, signed on February 1, introduced a hefty 25% tariff on Canadian products and a 10% increase on Canadian energy goods. Although he announced a 30-day delay, these tariffs went into effect on March 4. In retaliation, Canada announced initial tariffs on U.S. goods worth $30 billion Canadian, about $22 billion U.S. dollars, with an additional $125 billion Canadian dollars promised within 21 days. Carney emphasized that Canada would maintain these tariffs until the U.S. showed respect. He firmly rejected Trump's claim that Canada could become the 51st U.S. state, asserting that Canada would never join the United States. This brewing trade storm highlights ongoing trade conflicts between Canada and the U.S., which could lead to higher prices for consumers and reduced trade volumes.
Tesla's stock journey and future prospects. Tesla Incorporated, the electric vehicle maker from California, has faced a dramatic drop in its stock value, down nearly 45% since hitting $1.5 trillion in December 2021. As of March 10, 2025, its total company value stands at about $845 billion, still surpassing the next nine automotive competitors, which sold around 44 million vehicles last year compared to Tesla's 1.8 million. Investors are questioning whether Tesla is overpriced, with analysts suggesting its value is driven more by future potential than current sales. Despite generating nearly all its revenue from electric vehicles, the stock price doesn't reflect actual sales, raising doubts about sustainability. CEO Elon Musk remains a key figure, promoting bold goals in artificial intelligence and self-driving technology. However, skepticism lingers as Tesla has yet to deliver fully autonomous vehicles, despite promises made since 2016. Musk's political ties, including his advisory role to former President Donald Trump, have also shaped investor sentiment. Despite these challenges, Tesla's market value is still about $65 billion higher than it was after Trump's election, indicating that investor confidence isn't entirely lost. The future of Tesla depends on its ability to meet its promises of innovation and growth in the electric vehicle market.
China's commitment to Taiwan. On March 10, 2025, in Beijing, the Chinese government reiterated its dedication to peaceful reunification with Taiwan, asserting that Taiwan is a vital part of China. Taiwan's President Lai Ching-te emphasized that only the people of Taiwan should decide their future. Foreign Minister Wang Yi stated that Taiwan will never be recognized as an independent nation, calling support for its independence an intrusion into China's affairs. Spokesperson Mao Ning expressed a genuine desire for peaceful reunification, but warned against any moves toward independence or outside interference. The Taiwan issue remains a crucial concern for China and a significant source of tension in U.S.-China relations. Despite lacking formal diplomatic ties, the United States continues to be Taiwan's main arms supplier. Mao urged the U.S. to stop arms sales and military contacts with Taiwan. Recently, China has increased military pressure on Taiwan, keeping the possibility of using force to assert control very much alive.
Republicans push funding bill to prevent shutdown. The Republican-controlled U.S. Congress is racing against the clock to pass a funding bill and avoid a government shutdown on March 12, 2025. Tensions are high as President Donald Trump has slashed funding for federal agencies, complicating negotiations in the House of Representatives, where the majority is razor-thin at 218 in favor and 214 against. This proposed bill aims to keep government funding steady until September 30, 2025, ensuring critical services like law enforcement and air traffic control remain operational. Key highlights include a $6 billion boost in defense spending and a $13 billion cut in non-defense spending, along with a freeze of $20 billion for the Internal Revenue Service. Some Senate Democrats are backing the bill, despite their ability to block it due to the Senate 60-vote filibuster rule, as they worry about the chaos a shutdown could unleash. The last shutdown lasted over 35 days during Trump's first term, underscoring the stakes involved. Lawmakers will also face challenges later this year with a debt ceiling, which poses a risk of default and could have serious global economic consequences.
North Korea's missile launch amid military drills. On March 10, 2025, North Korea made headlines by launching several ballistic missiles into the sea, just as the Freedom Shield military exercise began, involving U.S. and South Korean forces. This drill is seen by North Korea as a potential invasion rehearsal, intensifying already high tensions over its nuclear ambitions and connections with Russia during the Ukraine conflict. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff reported the missiles were fired from Wanghae Province, but details about their range remain unclear. This marks North Korea's fifth missile launch this year, prompting South Korea to boost surveillance and work closely with the United States. The Freedom Shield exercise will last for 11 days and follows a serious incident where South Korean KF-16 jets mistakenly dropped bombs on a civilian area in Pochon, injuring around 30 people. General Lee Young-soo, the chief of staff of the South Korean Air Force, expressed regret for the bombing, stressing the need to prevent such mistakes. As the first major joint military operation since President Donald Trump began his second term, this exercise highlights the escalating tensions in the region. Despite Trump's willingness to engage with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to revive stalled diplomacy, North Korea has condemned the Freedom Shield exercise as a provocative act that raises the risk of military conflict.
Ukraine's bold drone acquisition plans for 2025. Ukraine's Ministry of Defense is set to make a bold leap by acquiring around 4.5 million domestically produced first-person view drones in 2025. This is more than double last year's total of 1.5 million, with nearly all sourced from local manufacturers. They've allocated over $2.6 billion for this ambitious project, driven by the ongoing conflict with Russia and the urgent need for advanced military technology. Hlib Kanevsky, the procurement director, assures that Ukraine's defense industry is ready to meet this demand. Additionally, General Oleksandr Sursky reported a remarkable 22% increase in targets destroyed by Ukrainian drones in February compared to January. This strategic shift towards boosting domestic drone production is vital for enhancing national security and reducing reliance on foreign aid.
Economic instability and market reactions. Economic instability is looming over the U.S. and global markets as of March 10, 2025. Former President Trump remains committed to his economic agenda, even as he acknowledges some unavoidable disruptions ahead. Commerce Secretary Lutnick has eased worries about a recession, despite the stock market experiencing fluctuations, with the S&P 500 down 3.1%, the NASDAQ by 3.45%, and the Dow Jones by 2.4%. Concerns over taxes on imports and potential government spending cuts are shaking business and consumer trust. However, U.S. stocks found some stability after a February jobs report showed growth. Federal Reserve Chair Powell reassured that the economy is stable for now, but the Fed will maintain its current policies for the foreseeable future. Internationally, markets in China reacted negatively to unexpected falling prices for goods, while European stocks also faced declines. In Canada, the Canadian dollar showed slight strength after Mark Carney won the leadership race for the Liberal Party, a critical moment as Canada navigates a trade war with the U.S. Meanwhile, European Union finance ministers are discussing strategies to boost defense spending amid ongoing economic challenges.
Chinese government bonds and market reactions. On March 10, 2025, Chinese government bonds faced pressure as the yield on 10-year bonds rose to 1.8%, the highest in 3 months. This shift came after comments from Pan Gongsheng, the governor of the People's Bank of China, which lowered market hopes for immediate interest rate cuts. The benchmark yield was last seen at 1.7925%. The People's Bank of China has kept a supportive monetary policy, having previously reduced interest rates and the reserve requirement ratio. Pan mentioned that further cuts could be on the table, depending on economic conditions. Analysts from Kaiyuan Securities pointed out that even without rate cuts this year, the current policy remains moderately loose. Since December 2024, bond yields have been trending downward after the government adopted a more flexible monetary policy for the first time in 14 years. Recent gains in Chinese stocks have given the People's Bank of China room to hold off on rate cuts. Goldman Sachs analysts predict 220 basis point cuts in policy rates and 250 basis point cuts in the reserve requirement ratio this year, although these may happen later than expected. The bond market's response reflects broader economic conditions in China, the world's second largest economy, and investors are closely watching these developments.
CERA Week 2025, Addressing Energy Challenges. CERA Week 2025, the Global Energy Forum, began on March 10th in Houston, Texas, bringing together leaders from the energy sector to discuss urgent issues and opportunities. U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright highlighted the importance of fossil fuel production while critiquing former President Joe Biden's climate policies. The event features hundreds of executives and thousands of participants from over 2,000 companies across 80 countries. This year's theme, Moving Ahead, Energy Strategies for a Complex World, focuses on uncertainties in the energy market, including rising inflation and fluctuating energy costs. Recently, oil prices fell to $70 per barrel, raising concerns about tariffs and global trade disruptions. Experts debated how these factors could reshape energy markets and policies, shifting the focus from security to sustainability. CERA Week also showcases over 250 startups presenting innovations in decarbonization and low-carbon fuels. Side protests called for climate justice and an end to fossil fuel reliance. The event wraps up on March 14th, aiming to shape the future of energy in a rapidly changing world.
UN Security Council to discuss Iran's nuclear program. On March 10, 2025, the United Nations Security Council will meet behind closed doors to address rising concerns about Iran's uranium stockpile, which is nearing weapons-grade levels. This meeting was requested by six nations: France, Greece, Panama, South Korea, Britain, and the United States. They will discuss Iran's responsibility to share information with the International Atomic Energy Agency about undeclared nuclear materials found in the country. While Iran insists it has no plans to develop nuclear weapons, the IAEA reports that Iran is significantly increasing its uranium enrichment to levels as high as 60% purity, dangerously close to the 90% needed for weapons-grade uranium. Western nations argue that such high levels of enrichment are unjustified for civilian use. In 2015, Iran signed the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which lifted sanctions in exchange for nuclear restrictions. However, the U.S. withdrew from the agreement in 2018, leading Iran to gradually abandon its commitments. Britain, France, and Germany have warned they may reinstate international sanctions if necessary, but they will lose this option after October 18, 2026, when the UN resolution on the deal expires. This upcoming meeting is crucial and could shape future diplomatic efforts regarding Iran's nuclear ambitions.
Mahmoud Khalil's arrest and its implications. Mahmoud Khalil, a passionate Palestinian student activist at Columbia University, was arrested on June 1, 2025, during a crackdown on anti-Israel protests by the Trump administration. Currently held in a federal detention center for immigrants in Louisiana, he awaits deportation proceedings while his legal team fights for his rights in a U.S. district court. His arrest has ignited a firestorm of concern among supporters who see it as a serious infringement on free speech. Khalil has been a leading voice in Columbia's pro-Palestinian movement, sparking significant debate across campuses nationwide. Despite holding a U.S. permanent residency green card since 2024, he was abruptly informed that his student visa had been revoked without explanation. This troubling case highlights critical issues surrounding immigration policies and the rights of international students in the U.S. What does this mean for the future of free expression in America?
Elon Musk criticizes Senator Mark Kelly over Ukraine support. Elon Musk, CEO of SpaceX and Tesla, recently labeled U.S. Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona a traitor on social media. This came after Kelly's visit to Ukraine, where he met military personnel and healthcare workers to show his support for the Ukrainian people in their ongoing fight against Russia. Kelly emphasized that any peace deal with Russia must prioritize Ukraine's safety and cannot make concessions to President Vladimir Putin. He also criticized former President Donald Trump for actions that seemed to undermine Ukraine's position. Musk's remarks have ignited a heated debate about the U.S. role in supporting Ukraine, revealing a growing divide among Americans on military assistance. The conflict began in February 2022 with Russia's invasion, leading to significant military aid from the U.S. public figures like Musk and Kelly play a vital role in shaping public opinion on this issue. What does this mean for the future of U.S. support for Ukraine?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.